This is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is underway. Get your tickets now for all remaining home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Rochester Rhinos Saturday, May 6th, 7:30 is game time. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries
on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat?
And that happy tune is your step.
That's my new character, Whisper Singer.
I can be first.
Dick Whisper Singer is his name.
Dick Whisper Singer.
I used to walk in the shade. You like it? Think it's a good character?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I'll quit. No, that's what I wanted. Honest reaction. I'll quit it. He'll go the way of funny talking, man.
Hey, old man River. Zip what? It or I'll break your hip.
You call me that again, and, well, you'll see. You'll see what happens.
I'll be rich.
You'll rue the day.
Yeah, I'm not going to put up with that kind of bullying work.
At my feet,
old man River. Yeah, I know why I said that. Because he knows that Walter Brennan cut a record called Old Rivers. And it was a big hit. Do you know the song, Peon?
Old Rivers?
Old Rivers? Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
I know the song.
I gotta go to YouTube. See if you can find Old Rivers, Walter Brennan. I'll have you play a little of it. And then, to the delight of the audience, I will do my Walter Brennan, because I know that's what they're wanting. Even people too young to know who that was. You go back on YouTube and watch the real McCoys. You'll know who he was. He was Amos McCoy. Here we go, Old Rivers. Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite songs ever. Here comes now. Pay attention. All right, here we go. Here we go.
How old was I?
How old was I?
Before seen Old Rivers. I can't remember when he wandered around.
When he wandered around. I don't remember.
Well, that old fella did a heap of work.
He did a heap of work.
Spent his whole life walking plowed ground.
He worked hard.
He had a work.
Wait, a quick aside.
What?
I think, what's his name, did a parody of the song. Now that I think about it, it's the Ballad of a Dog Named Staines.
You mean Red Peters?
Oh, my goodness.
It's exactly...
You know what?
It could be.
It's an exact mimic of this.
I'll tell you, do you have Red Peters? I'm sure you do.
I'll find it, yeah.
And this would be a mashup, but... Song A, Song B. I think you got something. But I think if we break them in pieces back and forth, it'll ruin, the fabric of the song.
Right.
So I think what we do is we play Old Rivers.
Okay.
And then we play Staines. One of the great, folks, there aren't a lot. And today is Dr. Doug Day. How perfect is this?
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of dog songs. There should be more dog songs. But one of the great ones, folks, if you don't know it, is about a dog named Staines.
A ballad, yeah. It's a
Get Some Kleenex.
Yes.
It's sad. So let me hear a little more.
And some lotion.
Walter Brennan.
Not lotion.
Just
well, we was about as poor as him.
As poor as him. We were poor.
He had one old mule he called Midnight.
Yeah, it was a great mule, too.
And I had trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep.
Yeah.
And I'd come along there behind.
It's a great song.
Busting up claws with my own bare feet.
Busting up claws with my bare feet.
Old Rivers was a friend of mine.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine.
The sun would get high and that mule would work. And old Rivers
he'd say, whoa.
He'd say, whoa.
Yeah, that's right. What's that? He'd say, whoa.
He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's going to go.
Here comes the sad part now. This is sad.
Say, one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain.
I'm going to climb that mountain.
Walk up there among them clouds.
Walk up there among clouds.
The cotton's high and the corns are growing.
And the corns are growing.
Ain't no fields to plow.
He laughed.
God darn it, I got it down pretty good.
I know.
Here comes another sad part right here. Listen to this. You're about him dying.
Got a letter today from the
letter today.
Folks back home.
Folks back home.
They all fine.
They're fine.
Crops is dry.
Crops is dry.
Down near them in, Mom said, son.
Son.
You know old Rivers died.
Uh-oh. Old Rivers died.
They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth.
New plowed earth.
Trying to find me a little shade.
Little shades. Hot.
With the sun beating down across the fields.
Across the fields I see.
That mule. That mule. Old Rivers.
Old Rivers and me.
Now one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain.
I'm going to climb that mountain.
Walk up there.
Walk up there among the clouds.
Where the cotton's high.
Where the cotton's high and the corn's growing.
The corn's growing.
I'm going to warn you right now, when you get to the end of this song, you're going to start crying. I'm not kidding.
The sun beating down.
Down across the fields.
Across the fields I see.
I see. That mule.
That mule.
Old Rivers.
Old Rivers.
And me.
And me.
There you go. I told you, didn't I? It's a sad song. Now,
yes.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I hope he's not going to keep doing this character all day. We're fed up with it. We don't want to hear it no more. Well, maybe I like doing it. Maybe it makes me feel like an old man. And I love that at the end way. He said, sun beating down across the fields I see. That mule, old Rivers, and me. Starts crying.
Well.
Thank you. Oh, come on. Come on.
You know what?
Come on. I didn't expect that. Come on.
Isn't the song Stains about actually
a ballad of a dog? Yeah.
Yeah, the dog
did you
died.
Find it, Pia?
I did.
The dog dies?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't mean to bring you down today, but this is probably the best day of the week to do this. Dr. Doug is in the 4 o'clock hour, and most of the calls are about dogs or cats. And this is a story, and I think they're right. I think they're onto something. I think Red Peters... He channeled Walter Brennan with this, and it's called A Dog Named Stain.
See, right there it is.
That's
the same song.
Wow.
That's it.
You guys, you nailed it. You're right.
Wow.
You know, I was sitting out on the porch the other night reminiscing about the good old days and how my grandson Bobby and I would finish up chores and mosey on into town. Heck, we were poor back then, but we loved window shopping. And I can recall how excited Bobby'd get, special when we stopped by the pet shop, you see. There was this one little puppy that he really took a hankering to. He'd look up at me and say, Grandpa, if that was my dog, I'd name him Stains, because of that splash of white on his coat. Well, right then and there, I made up my mind that I'd get that little critter for Bobby. So the following morning, I cashed in a savings bond and brought the little mutt home. But darn it, I couldn't tell you who was happiest that day, me, Bobby, or that there dog. And them two were inseparable, why?
Yeah.
You'd need a crowbar to separate those two. And to this day, I can still hear that boy hollering after that dog. I can still hear him calling out his name.
Come, Stains. Come, Stains.
I still can hear him calling. Come, Stains.
Wow, what a great dog song.
Yeah, man. Well, you got a mule.
Visualize that little boy and that dog coming toward him. Hey,
you know, we don't like talking about it much, but it was that fall and winter that little Bobby took ill.
Bobby died.
They don't allow dogs at the hospital, so back home you'd find Stains on Bobby's bed.
Oh, boy.
And I'll never forget the day the dog called and gave us the bad news about Bobby. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Stains lift his sad little dog face from Bobby's pillow. Somehow he knew that Bobby was gone.
Oh, man. How sad.
And I swear to the good Lord that Stains was hearing Bobby calling out one more time from heaven. He just sort of smiled, crossed his paws like he was praying, put his head on the pillow, and passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I forgot the dog died from grief.
Come, Stains.
Oh, man.
Come, Stains. I
I still can hear him calling. Come stay.
It's the saddest song I've ever heard. Yeah. Bobby died.
Come stay.
And the dog died.
Yeah. Come stay. I still can hear him calling. Come stay. Come stay.
Wow. No.
Come your band stay. Should do this song.
Powerful.
Brennan song, which is the same music.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, here he is.
Oh,
there he is.
What a nice final touch.
Reunited in heaven.
I never talked about it, but I talked to Walter Brennan.
You did?
Before he died. And
did you record it?
Yeah, he had heard this song about Staines, and he didn't care for it. He said it's a blatant ripoff.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I hear
it. It sounded just like... Especially the music.
Well, whoever noticed it first, Pion, I think it might have been you.
Yeah.
You were right. I never even realized it, but boy, Walter Brennan was not happy, and then he passed away shortly after he heard. Maybe that's what killed him.
Mm. And everybody's passing away.
He's
on
up
the
there
show.
With Bobby and Staines.
He's up there with Bobby and Marlon Brando.
Oh.
And everybody else that's up there. Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry to start by bringing you down like that. But
yeah.
Were you going to play any of that from Walter Brennan?
No, yeah. No.
Oh,
see, you think you can anticipate
right.
what I'm, but you can't. You thought, oh, well, he's going to play the interview. We don't want to hear that. Well, no, it wasn't. I don't even have it here. It's at home. So there you go. Now, how do you feel?
I feel
stupid.
Okay.
No, stupid. No, you feel stupid. No, you're right. It's sad. He still feels okay.
Walter Brennan, it was just the mule that died, and then Walter Brennan was reminiscing about the mule.
No. Old Rivers died.
Or Old Rivers. That was
because in the letter.
The mule, though, right? Yeah, that was the mule.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
No. There was Old Rivers and the Mule. Old Rivers was the ranch hand.
Oh, he was?
He was worked at the on their farm.
Oh.
And he said it was the mule and Old Rivers, and Old Rivers would go out and plow with that mule. And then he got a letter from home, and it's his son. I guess you know what Old Rivers died. Old Rivers passed away. That was the, I envisioned like a black man who plowed and worked on the farm. No, that wasn't the mule.
And then the mule ended up dying too, right?
I don't know. I don't hear that in the song.
Oh.
Because he talks about, I was a little boy, I had talk when I first met Old Rivers, and I'd watch him plow the ground and busting up clods with my own bare feet, and he'd talk about where he's going to go someday. He'd say, one of these days, I'm going to cross that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and ain't no fields to plow. Yeah, it was Old Rivers. He would say that to that boy, and it wasn't a mule.
There you go.
Hey, wait, Smokey, come on.
Yeah, Smokey Rivers.
Come
Rivers,
on in, Smokey.
Hi.
That guy used to be the program director at Y98. Come on. That's exactly what he sounded like.
I know, he did.
If you ever call this guy, he was the program director, and let's say you pick up the internal Y98 phone, and we were in the building with him, and you hit Smokey's number. Here's how he'd answer it. That's it right there.
Yeah, he'd go, hello? Yeah, Smokey Rivers.
How can I help you?
So what Red Peters did was he had Bobby die. So Bobby and Old Rivers. I didn't know Old Rivers.
There's the correlation.
Was a guy.
Yeah, no, Bobby died. Old Rivers died.
And then the dog Staines died from grief because Bobby was.
He died because Bobby died.
He crossed his paws and put his head down. And
like he was praying.
Yeah. Right on the bed.
That's so sad. I don't want to hear it again. I'll tell you that. That's, no. You couldn't take that twice. So welcome, everybody. We'll lighten it up. Don't worry. It'll get lighter and hopefully funnier. And well, maybe not. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. It's April 26th. Also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I knew it'd be red. I didn't try to
pull one over. Try to sneak it in like yesterday. I think we're going to take a break here. As long as we're talking about voices, I need to set up what I'm going to play for you after we come out of the commercials. My second son, sent me this in a text. It's an actual interview that took place in Laurel County, Kentucky, and the Lexington, Kentucky TV station ran the story. And for anybody who doubts that people who live in the South, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, if you doubt for a minute there aren't people that talk like, well, I'll give you an example. I was born down there. I lived there till I was 15. And that's kind of how I talked. I said things like can't. They'll say can't. Well, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. And well, here.
Did you ever say over yonder?
All the time. Now, when you hear this thing I'm going to do later, mm-hmm. you understand what I'm talking about. It's not exaggerated. Now, Peon, I want you to do something. I want you to be like a newscaster and say, there's a bunch of bees attack somebody, and whatever this guy's name is, I don't remember his name, just make up a name, Jimmy Joe Johnson, that was there, and he filed this report. Just do that.
There are a bunch of bees today attacking some people out in the farms. We talked to local Jimmy Joe Johnson, and he had this to say about the bees.
Well, I just came home. I was out hunting, and I had came home to get something cold to drink, like lemonade, and I heard this noise, and I didn't know it at the time. It was a car that had ran into a pole, and apparently they irritated some bees or something. And I heard some people screaming. I run down to the house. I thought, what the hell? Are they on drugs or something? I thought he's on drugs, acting weird, just dancing around and jumping. And I realized there's bees on them. I come in here and I back the house. I got a hose and I hook it up. And I was able to get it long enough to reach out where I could still spray them down, you know. And I didn't know there was bees. And they said, there's bees on us. And they're stinging them. You could tell they're getting stinged. I was close enough with the hose, a couple of them stung me on the legs, and it hurt, I'll tell you that. And then I realized I'm not on drugs. I felt kind of sorry for them, and I guess they's okay. Their geo tracker was busted up on that little car on that pole. It was ruined, and I guess they're fine. I ain't heard nothing about them since they went from here to, I think, to the hospital or some doctor looking at them. But I tell you, you don't want to upset them bees. They'll sting you. They will.
You're doing a Jessica White impression.
Yeah.
If you think that's exaggerated, wait till I play you this actual TV story. You're not going to. This guy is great. I wish we could get hold of this guy and have him talk to us every day. You talk about a hillbilly, and this is how I talked when I was 15. I spent the first 15 years of my life in Tennessee.
This is our favorite Jessica White clip right here.
I took the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you'll find. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
Now, that is a real person. It's not an act. It's not a guy putting on an act. It's Jessica White from Virginia. Wait till you hear this next guy. It's fantastic. I'll make you wait till we do some commercials and come back. I'm going to read you an email I got about MD Health and Wellness. Here we go. Frank, that's me. Last June, after hearing your testimony about MD Health and Wellness, I went to see Dr. Andrioff. I started the HCG, and the first month, I lost 20 pounds. As of today, I'm down 51 pounds, and I have 10 more to go. I still go monthly to be weighed and to get encouragement to keep going. I've learned how to eat and feel so much better. I went on a cruise in January and was worried that I would blow it. I went in to see Dr. Andrioff before I left. I told him my concerns. He gave me a milder appetite suppressant, which really helped me pass up the extras. Last week, I was in the office, And a gentleman was talking about he was here because of Frank O'Pinion. He stated he had lost lots of weight and has been telling everyone to go see MD Health and Wellness if they wanted to lose weight. When Dr. Andrioff came out of his office, he started telling him that Frank really gives the facts of his experience on the radio, and he would continue to spread the word. Rest assured, your audience is helping those you advertise for, because we know you won't sell something you wouldn't utilize. I cannot thank you enough for bringing MD Health and Wellness on the air. I would never have known about them or be down this weight and keeping it off. Love your show. Keep me laughing. Best, Vicky. Vicky, 51 pounds. Good for you. And I have, in the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, received many emails like that from you. I think the record holder is the guy who lost about 120 pounds. The average is, 40, 50, 60 pounds. That's what most people want to lose. If you want to lose 5 pounds, you don't go to MD Health and Wellness. You can do that. If you can't lose 5 pounds on your own, and by the way, so what if you're 5 pounds overweight? But when you get 20, 30, 40, 50, 20, let's say 30 up, you're going to need some help probably. Here's the help. MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. They know what they're doing. It's not some sleazy scam. It's the real deal. And in my entire career of 35 years of doing this, I've only spoken for one other weight loss product. I have to feel good about it. This one I feel great about because they took 35 pounds off of me. MD Health and Wellness. If you can't remember the website I'm about to give you, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. It's right there. It'll take you right to them. There's a link. It's mdhealthwellness.com. Meet me.
All righty. Here's a guy who once had a dog named Stains. I don't know where I was going to go with that, but
Oh, you got him.
No, I don't. I just lost it, completely lost it there. But
hi, Tim. What's going on in traffic?
Forget it. Here's a guy that will give you the most accurate traffic report in history. Here's Tim Weiland.
Now, see, Tori's sitting next to me, and she went to the dentist today, so she's got an excuse to be like that. Did you go to the dentist?
No, I did not.
Do you think Danny's an excuse to be like that?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
No excuse.
All right. Well, listen, they cleared the accident that was on westbound 44 west of Arsenal. Now, you're running normally slow now from Hampton through that work zone at Shrewsbury. They're working with a stalled vehicle on eastbound Highway 70 west of Wentzville Parkway. It's on the left shoulder, but that's causing a bit of a backup there. We've got a report of a stalled vehicle on southbound 270 south of Page. It's got one of the center lanes blocked and traffic backing up to Dorset. Eastbound 270 jams up from McDonald through 170. Looks like we may have something on westbound 270 near Washington Elizabeth because traffic is backed up to West Florissant. And eastbound 40 downtown, that's running slow in Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS. Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney June 9th at Normandy Golf Course will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be. But some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040 or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. Once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. We'll be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on out and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Do you have high blood pressure? You may suffer from uncontrolled hypertension. Washington University is looking for volunteers for a research study looking at an investigational hypertension treatment. Volunteers must be between the ages of 20 and 80 with a blood pressure between 150 and 180. Participants will receive free investigational medical treatment to determine whether it may help improve the management of high blood pressure. To see if you're eligible, visit www.SPYRALHTNTRIALS.com. That's www.SPYRALHTNTRIALS.com. Or contact the research nurse at 314-362-1962.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675799.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion, Edge, or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the Hallmark. Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get out of Collinsville.
Comfort Care St. Louis can help with as much or as little home care as you need, from medication reminders and meal prep to everyday chores and errands. Let us create your personalized care plan and find the perfect caregiver match. If you need help taking care of a loved one, call Comfort Care St. Louis today and learn how we can help you and your loved ones. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible.
All right, about a minute. minute away from one of the greatest eyewitness reports of anything you've ever heard from a station, TV station in Lexington, Kentucky. I need about a minute or so, though, to remind you that there is a place where you can do your banking, all your banking, that I personally think is probably a better place than where you're banking now. And I say that not even knowing anything about where you bank. But I've had six or seven banks, at least eight in my life. And when you do your banking at First Community Credit Union, even though there's not bank, the word bank in the name, I think, I can't speak for you, but I think you'll notice not just one difference, but several differences in the level of service, the attitude of the people that work there, and the rates, whether you're borrowing money or saving money, they're very, very competitive. There are 43 locations that makes First Community Credit Union the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And every day, more and more people are leaving their banks and doing all their banking at this fantastic place to bank, First Community Credit Union. Again, 43 locations. First Community Credit Union is a place where you can do all the things you're doing at your bank right now. And I don't even know what you're doing, but I'm telling you, you can do it all there. You have a business, you want a business relationship for a line of credit or business loans? No problem. They do it all the time. Check it out. Go in, have some fresh popcorn, or go to their website, firstcommunity.com. All right, this is WKYT-TV in Lexington, Kentucky. In Laurel County, there's a farmer named Gary Lee Anderson. And he's going to tell you, he's going to give you his report as an eyewitness to a crash where a couple crashed into a pole and upset a big hive of bees. And here is, and this is not a joke, it's not a skit, this is a real guy. And I relate to this because when I grew up, I heard people talk like this. Here's Gary Lee Anderson. Oh, hang on. Oh, hey, what? Wait a minute. All right, hold on here. I thought.
What in the world?
Hold on.
My door and electric pole fell and the lines was falling.
Here we go. Here we start over. Here we go.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. I looked back out my door and the electric pole fell and the lines was falling and the geotackler's sideways into the fence.
Then the folks inside the car got a big surprise.
Well, a guy come out screaming and squalling and running around about like a chicken with head cut off.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
I told him he needed to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs. They say they had driven down the road looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dot thought over her.
Right. Even Gary Lee got stung while he was out there. Needless to say, investigators call it an unusual case. But everyone around here hopes the two learned a serious lesson.
Think they learned their lesson?
I'd say by today they are. If I feel like my leg feels, I'd say they're learning.
In Laurel County, Garrett Weimer, WKYT.
Oh, is that one?
There's some of that I didn't understand.
What?
Was the first part?
No, the last part.
I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines were falling, and the geotracker's sideways into the
fence. I said the geotracker.
He
said geotracker?
Yeah, that's the car.
Oh.
Geotackers sideways into the fence.
Oh.
Then the folks inside the car got a big surprise.
Well, a guy come out screaming and squalling.
Now, let me explain something. When I was a kid in Tennessee, squall was a word that if you were crying or whining, stop your squalling.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I heard that my whole childhood.
That's not a real word, though.
That next door neighbor kid, he come in the backyard and he's a squalling. I didn't know what was wrong with him. He had a stub in his hand.
Screaming and squalling.
Screaming. screaming and squalling. Okay. I heard that my whole life. Here we go. Gary Lee Anderson, here's some more of them right here.
And running around about like a chicken with head cut off.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
I told him he need to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eat up by bees. I thought he was just high.
Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs. They say they had driven down the road looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dots all over her.
Right. Even here. Gary Lee got stung while he was out there.
She had little red dots all over her. Red dots all over her.
Squalling is a word, too.
A weather squall.
But squalling means crying or there, something. Yeah,
there you go. Don't doubt me about this stuff.
So in the bikini.
Needless to say, investigators call it an unusual case. But everyone around here hopes the two learned a serious lesson.
Think they learned their lesson?
I'd say by today they are. If I feel like my life.
I'd say by today they are. I'd say by today they are.
By today they are.
Meaning they are learning their lesson.
Oh.
So yeah, that's how they're learning.
In Laurel.
Unbelievable. I am so glad my son sent me that because I'm not kidding. It's like I'm back a kid in Savannah, Tennessee. And when I came up here at 15, I had that talking. Man, you talk about getting teased by people. Kids are mean. Kids are mean, man.
But you could still cipher what he was saying.
Now, that's a word we use.
Cipher.
Yeah. I done some ciphering. Especially down there if you go to an old person. Mm-hmm. I done some ciphering. I figured out it's about $5.25 per pound on that.
And ciphering's just thinking, right?
Oh, it's math. Ciphering is math. Like you subtract something, add. So that's ciphering.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you know, one thing I want to say on this, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, no. First, I thought he was going to do Walter Brennan all day. Now he's going to do this. I'm going to do both of them just to get your goat. I'm going to do them both. And I don't care if you like it or not. You know, if there's a crime and you watch TV even now down in the Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, and now you get a witness to a crime, here's what it sounds like. Well, I had came in and I was eating some lunch or something, and I was in the kitchen, and I heard these somebody trying to break in my door. And I knew they weren't up to no good because I looked after I seen they had a black ski mask or something with a mouth hole and eye holes in it. Well, I had just came from hunting, so I had a shotgun in the kitchen. I said, you come in here, I'll blow your damn head off. And they just came on in anyway, and I blowed their heads off. And the police come out here and said, what happened? I said, I blowed their heads off because they're coming in my house. They weren't going to do no good, and up to no good. They don't want to kill my damn family.
At some point, you have to throw in, they's out there carrying on.
Carrying on was a good one.
They's out there carrying on.
When I shot them, the first time, first shot, and they's a carrying on and squalling. And, oh, my God, I've been shot. I'm going to die. I said, you are going to die, you son of a bitch. I shot him again. I said, you're damn right you're going to die. You're going to die because you done hit the wrong trailer, okay? This is not your lucky day. And then I killed them. I killed them both when I shot them in the head. And I ain't sorry for it. I ain't going to apologize for it. And I don't think there's a jury in this country that would convict me for killing some bastard like that. You can YouTube search, but Gary Lee Anderson, it'll come right up. It's an actual, oh my goodness, that's so entertaining to me.
What's funny about that is this Gary Lee Anderson, like Pian and I couldn't understand some of the things he said, but you could because you grew up in that.
The first time I played, I understand every word he said.
Yeah.
Like in Sling Blade, there's a scene where the young kid is digging in the dirt with a stick, and Billy Bob Thornton's character, Carl, comes over and says, what are you doing with that stob?
Yeah.
A stob was just a stick, but nobody around here knows what that is. And you watch that Sling Blade, and Billy Bob nailed the lingo down there, the colloquialisms, the slang. He nailed it with several things that he said. And the way he said them. And here's another one he did in the he had in that movie was the reference to Good Old Boy. Now, when I was growing up, or Old Boy, this old boy, there'd be two guys talking, and one of them would say, hey, where'd you get that, you get your new broom there, I see. And he, yeah, this old boy come in here, and he was selling brooms, and he said his daddy was blind, and his mama was blind, and I just felt sorry for him. I said, I'll take one of the brooms. I need a broom anyway. That's where I got the broom from. The guy was blind parents come in here. It's always the old boy. There's this old boy down the street. He fixes lawnmowers. You ought to take it down there. He'll have that thing running like new. Take it on down there, too. Yeah. I actually like doing this now. I think I'm going to go back to that way of talking. It's more fun. It's just more fun. Maybe my next radio gig, I'll just start day one, Bobby Lee Jones. I'll just make up a name, and I'll do the whole show just like that. I guarantee you'd be a hit. You'd listen to it, wouldn't you? Of course you would. And nobody won't know it's a, you know, it's a fake. It's a fake guy. And a fake accent, they won't even know it. They can't tell. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start today. I'm going to start right now, in fact. The rest of this show. And I do what I want to. It's my damn show. That's the other thing. I love to say damn and hell whenever I could.
Yeah.
Say anything. Well, hell yeah. I said, this old boy come in here, and I said, what the hell? He said, you look like you need a broom. I said, well, what I need is none of your damn business. He said, well, do you need a broom or don't you? I said, yeah, I do. Why? Because I'm selling them. I said, well, what in the hell? What are the chances? I'll take it. I took a broom. I got a new one right over here. You can come over and look at it if you want to. Peon is ready to leave.
All I hear is Jessica White.
Yeah.
play Jessica one more time. Before you play it, for those of you who don't know this, you can buy, you go to Amazon.com, you can buy Jessica White Dancing Outlaw. It's called The Dancing Outlaw. It is a PBS documentary, public broadcasting. They sent a cameraman into Virginia. They were doing a documentary on the life of lives of true mountain people.
Real, yeah, he's like a hillbilly.
Backwards, real hillbillies.
And
they got so much more than they ever expected to get when they ran into this guy, Jesco White.
Here's him, Jesco, talking about sniffing.
Sniffing. Here's
Jesco. First time I got in trouble in my life, in my younger days, is breaking in a grocery store.
Little musical,
he's dancing.
I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. Light of blood, and I just didn't care where I lived or not, as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, the share of the world, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason the woman knew that I did it and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that case of lighter fluid because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a sniffer. Deputy Sheriff Boyd Jones was his name. He came up, knocked on my mother's door. He said, Miss White, I got a warrant for Jesco for breaking in. And he said, is he here? And she said, yes, sir, he is. She was a-crying as he's handcuffed me, you know, and put me in the car. And I hugged her, and I said, don't worry, Mommy. I'll get out sooner or later. And I kissed her on the jaw first, remembering he put me in the police car, and I was waving by at her through the windshield, you know, with my hands handcuffed, both hands like that. And she was standing on the porch a-crying as they drove away with her.
Oh, my goodness.
I spent, I guess, 6 months in the West Virginia Industrial School for Boys. That's Crony Town. That's where they rehabilitation you and make you better than what you are.
They what?
They make you
they rehabilitation you.
Oh. Well, I got out, and it didn't help me. Not. And, man, I got a double super bus. Here I was huffing airplane glue in a sandwich bag. You know, just all I could have breathed it on into my lungs and getting high. And then I'd take me a hit of that gas right after I'd hit. Man, you talking about a warped mind. I got one. Lighter fluid, you know, I'd sniff hit by the cans.
Man, oh,
I'd go around, man, with a sock in my hand like that, you know, soak it down. And I wanted all that good stuff I could get in there. Here, man, I was it. I mean, I was Superman. I mean, it seemed like I could stand in front of a coal train and stop it. That stuff that had me thinking, I guess, to get me killed.
Oh my goodness, folks! You have to look. If you buy one more DVD in your life, make it this one. The Dancing. I'm the greatest ambassador for this guy. The Dancing Outlaw, Jesco White. It's a legit documentary. done by PBS, you will laugh your guts out. You just will. You can't help it. There are people like... Now, I don't have a lot of time here. Real quickly, Peon, I want you to give me your best Southern hick, hillbilly, Gary Lee Anderson, Jessica White. Just give me something.
Okay. I told that woman, I said, if you ever cook any of those slimy, stinky eggs, I'll put a knife up to her neck and...
knife up to her neck.
Not bad. Not
no,
bad.
No, it's not bad.
Dan, your turn. Gary Lee Anderson and Jessica White, one and the same, basically. Go ahead.
We went on to Little Rock, Arkansas with my girlfriend Sandy, and a lot of people talk like this. We went directly to went down the road a bit.
Fine, that's not bad. Not bad.
Days a lot of people talking like that.
I think one day we do 15 minutes, it's those three hillbilly guys.
Yeah.
Three hick hillbilly guys.
Yeah.
Channels are changing.
The large hillbilly show in the afternoon.
No, nobody would tune away, I promise. All right, I have just enough time to recognize the longest-running advertiser we have. I'd like to do the American Equity commercial as Gary Lee Anderson. You know, in your life, there's times when... you think you ain't never going to have your own home or nothing. You're always going to be a beholden to some landlord or something. And then you find a deal with low down payment, good interest rates, you can get a home. You need a mortgage company. And I'm going to tell you now, American Equity Mortgage, they're as good as it gets. They can get you low rate. Even, say your credit ain't great. They'll still get you the lowest rate anybody can, even if you're, you know, kind of a credit loser. And then for you folks that's got a house and you're already a homeowner, and that don't mean necessarily that you own it outright. You can still have that thing they call that mortgage someplace else. It might not even be American Equity Mortgage. They don't give a damn. They still want to talk to you. And then when you talk to them, you just tell them, say, hey, I'm a homeowner and I got a home and I believe I got equity in it. And they'll say, well, you probably do. And if you do, we can help you. And when they say it, they help you. It ain't just some, you know, talk like a lot of places. They do it. They act on it. And they get you a mortgage. And then if you don't need a mortgage, they get you that money you need for something. Or say your little girl getting married to somebody, some guy you don't even like him, but you know you got to pay for marriage because that's what the bride's parents do. They have to pay for it. It ain't fair, but they have to do it. And you, I ain't got no money for no marriage, no damn marriage. Well, they'll lend it to you. That's who they are. Here's our website, AmericanEquity.com, and their number is 314-878-9999. That's American Equity.